Man, you could be the 47th president of the United States and you'd still get flamed in school. It's just inevitable. It could be your haircut, your clothes, and bro, even when there's nothing to roast, somebody's gonna try and spit out some bullshit anyways.
Hey, yo, why does Carl's face look like Spider-Man's left nut?
Yo, that's so true.
Why do you know what his nuts look like?
And bro, when I was in middle school, all my clothes were hand-me-downs I got from my neighbor, and this motherfucker just didn't want to see me win, bro. Because I was getting piles of V-neck shirts and jeans that didn't even fit. And not only did my neighbor have no drip, but dude was 10 years older than me, so every fit I made was just a decade too late. And pulling up to school and that shit had me feeling like a rotisserie chicken, the way I was getting cooked at a 360 degree angle, bruh. But my fit wasn't even the only thing that was outdated, because my phone looked like the first phone ever created. And it acted like it too. I mean, I would have to click the screen 5 times and then send a prayer to the heavens just to turn that shit on. And only real G's know the pain of having to whip out an old ass phone around someone else. Like, I remember this one time, a girl came up to me and asked if she could add me on Snapchat, and when I gave her my phone, my shit crashed, bro.
I think your phone just ran out of battery.
Oh no, don't worry, sometimes you just gotta... Yeah, here you go.
Actually, I have a boyfriend, so...
Wait, what the fuck? And ever since that day, that phone was my number one op, bro. So much so that the next time a girl came up and asked for my Snapchat, I started fucking malfunctioning, bro.
Hey, can I get your Snapchat?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No. It's just cause I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, well, what about your phone number?
I actually don't even have a phone.
You don't have a phone?
Oh, well, I did, but then my dog ate it. You know
what
I'm
saying? Oh my god, is your dog okay?
Sorry, I don't even have a dog. I don't have one.
Then, who ate your phone?
Fucking, I did.
Wait, was that?
Nope. Like, I do appreciate all the hand-me-downs, because without them, I would be walking through the school butt-booty naked. But to be honest with you, if it was a choice, I would have rather been butt-booty naked, because these V-necks were straight girl-repellent. Like, there's birth control, there's condoms, and then there's V-necks, bruh. But shit, I mean, you could still pull a lot while wearing a V-neck, but it's just like... It's just gonna be dudes. And just when you think I couldn't have been more roastable, my mom would be like, oh, sweetie, you need a haircut.
No, please, mom, no.
My mom used to take me to this shop that gave out $1 haircuts, bro, and these motherfuckers were straight speed running these cuts. They'd be asking what kind of cut you want while cutting your hair. And by the time you get to show them the cut you want, your shit is already done, bro. And my mom must have not been tipping them either, considering the fact that every time I went back, the cuts kept getting worse and worse. Until one time, I walked out there with my head bleeding, like I asked for a 2 on the sides, and she hit me with a -2. Now don't get me wrong, when I pulled up to school wearing the most abominable fit known to man with the atrocious haircut and shitter phone combo, I got my shit roasted, flamed, grilled, sauteed, deep fried, and then thrown into the goddamn microwave. Like the type of flaming that has you going home and just taking an extensive look in the mirror, questioning if you should legally change your name to Albert and flee the country. But somehow, this motherfucker Carl got flamed even harder than me just for being Carl. Like, whenever a friend group is created, there's just one dude selected to be the punching bag for the entire group. And you know, I feel bad and shit, but like... It's better Carl than me, bro, so I'ma slip a few jabs in if I have to. Yo, what the fuck is Carl eating, bro?
Oh, hell nah.
Wait, whoa, Chains is eating the exact same thing.
Nah, what?
Your shit looks like it tastes like cardboard with honey mustard.
Wow, how did you know?
Like, Carl can't even get a little chuckle out without getting crucified, bruh. Damn, he's fucking that shit up.
Looks like he hasn't eaten in weeks, bro.
Oh, hell nah, Carl. I know you're not laughing.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're built like SpongeBob Brown Pants. You look like a malnourished Santa Claus, bro. Like, god damn, that's a face only a mother can love. What did I do? Now, getting roasted around your boys is tough, but that pales in comparison to the pain and embarrassment of getting roasted in front of your crush, bro.
Yo, Chains, what did you get on the science test?
I'm not gonna lie, I got like a 76.
Psh.
I'm surprised you're not smarter with that big ass head of yours.
Yeah. Good one, Joe.
No, like, for real, your shit is massive.
Well, like, the sheer amount of brain you could fit in that bitch should make you Einstein. You look like you should be pulling 10,000 IQ plays right now. You look like you got the solution to world hunger somewhere hidden in that big-ass noggin. Like, how do you even stand up straight with that absolute cranium for a head?
But I remember this one time I got my shit flamed so hard in front of an entire audience that I was brought to tears. But, I was six. I was 6 years old. And the day was December 24th, Christmas Eve. So my mom brought me and my brother to this improv play, and as we sat and waited for the show to begin, this little elf walked up to us like, "Hey, do you guys want to be a part of the show?" "Yeah, let's do it."
"Okay, yeah, I'll do it."
And once the show began, they called me and my brother up to the stage and asked us a very simple question.
"So, what do you guys want for Christmas?"
"Oh, I want a Minecraft sword and a creeper stuffy."
"And, what about you, little man?"
And as I looked into that crowd with dead silence, my brain stopped braining, bro.
"Hey, don't worry, it can be anything."
"I want,
Just, kid, what do you want?"
"I want, I wanna...
Fuck off the stage,
I don't even know what I want."
"Yo, who brought this fucking dumbass on stage, bro? Get the fuck out of here."
Now, I'm paraphrasing. I was six. I don't remember exactly what he said, but that's what it felt like. And as we walked back to our seats, I was super embarrassed. But as the show started, it was actually pretty funny, and people had probably forgot about it by now. But 10 minutes into the show, a character walks on stage with some goofy-ass buck teeth. "Yo, this guy looks stupid as hell."
"Oh, shit."
And this dude proceeds to absolutely cook 6-year-old me with no remorse. "Hey, what's your name?"
I don't know."
"What? Okay, how's your day?"
"Day? Day? What the fuck is a day? I don't know."
Well, what do you know?"
"No. No, that's just it. I don't know. I just don't know. Shit, I don't think I know anything."
And that shit had the whole audience laughing harder than ever. And as I looked around, my brother was laughing and even my mom was laughing. And it was this very moment that I had hit rock bottom. And at the age of six, I realized that I would be put on this earth simply to suffer. And it made me cry, bro. I cried in the middle of this theater. And the next morning I woke up and it was Christmas. And under the Christmas tree I saw the best gift of all. It was a Bob Pocket Tee from ChainsClub.shop. That's right, it's brand new. You can wear it around your homies. You can wear it at school. You can wear it around your mom, your grandma, your great-grandma. Maybe not your great-grandma, but damn near anywhere else. And Bob will be posted in your pocket the whole time. Wow, what a perfect thing to get someone for Christmas, am I right?
Yeah, I'm right.
Man, way back when, there was a time when you couldn't catch anyone under the age of 30 chiefing a vape. Until one day at Vaporizer Laboratories, they were cooking up and made a flavor that would change the game forever. Cotton candy. Now this revolutionary flavor forced these grown-ass 30-year-old men to take a good look in the mirror and ask themselves,
"Damn. What do I look like as a grown-ass man sucking on this goddamn cotton candy stick?"
So they do what any responsible adult would do. They give it to their children. I mean, shit, kids love cotton candy. All of a sudden, business is booming for Vaporizer Laboratories, so they start cooking up even harder. Boom, Sour Patch Kids juice. Boom, applesauce juice. And boom, baby food juice. These babies will be sucking that shit like a soother. Kids' first words will be looking like,
"Oh my god, honey, Jackson's gonna say his first words."
"Oh, let's hear it. Yo,
Pops, well, let me bum a hit off that 50 Nick Guava Ice, G."
"Yo, just wait till they drop that breast milk flavor, bro. Shit, these newborn babies won't even know what hit them. They'll be returning customers for life, which will probably be like 12 years max." Now, the reason I say all this is to let you know that vaping not only intruded my high school years, but also my years in middle school. I was first introduced to these bad boys at the ripe age of 13. And with a little bit of that good old peer pressure, I folded, bro. Like, what was I supposed to do, bro? Like, not take the hit?
No. I probably should not have taken a hit. But from that point on, I started doing a little dabbling, you know? I mean, as a 13-year-old, there's only one answer to someone asking,
yo, dude, you want to try a hit of this blueberry guacamole milkshake ice flavor, dude?
And that answer is, abso-fucking-lutely, dude. And I was never a fiend or anything, but I will say, I popped a few ghosts and blown a few O's back in my day, but it had never gotten to the point of me owning a vape. Until one day. This story takes place way back in grade 7. Me and the boys were posted in science class dissecting cow balls or some shit when Mr. Principal burst through the door like,
"Is Tessa here?"
Yeah, she's right there.
And I look at Tessa and she just tosses her vape over to her homie, Kate. And I seen that shit clear as day, but Mr. Principal's old ass must have forgot to wear his contacts or something. Cause he runs a quick pat down on Tessa looking for said vape, but sure enough, he doesn't find it.
"Miss Rhodes told me you were vaping in her class. Is this true?"
"Psst, no, I would never."
Okay.
And then the bell rang and everybody knew what that meant. It was Nut Break. Now, I don't know who the fuck decided to name our recess Nut Break, but I will say, most of the students understood that that shit was short for Nutrition Break. However, some kids took it a little too literally. Weird ass school, man. But this specific Nut Break, you best believe, me and the boys weren't busting nuts or eating nutritional foods because Billy had something else on his mind. Yo, who's got you smiling like that?
Who, me? Nah, it's nobody. It's nobody.
Yo, wait, you got a crush on Tessa?
What? Tessa? Me? Yeah. Yeah, I got a crush on, yeah.
Oh, sick. Go talk to her, bro.
Talk to No.
Bro, it's simple. She's new to the school. She's probably looking for some friends. So just walk over and introduce yourself.
You're right. I'm just going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did I just sell that shit?
Yup. You did. Then the bell rings and we all go to PE class. Now in my middle school, your class was your class. You just have the same students and the same underqualified teacher teaching everything. Like, Lord knows Mr. Donaldson shouldn't be teaching PE, but shit, here we are. And so while we're playing dodgeball, I'm trying to coach Billy on how to confess his love for Tessa, but I'ma keep it a buck. I was speaking straight out of my ass, bro. I don't know the first thing about confessing love.
Listen, bro, I'm the expert when it comes to confessing love. All you gotta do is walk up with confidence, introduce yourself, and then ask her to be your girlfriend, bro.
Okay, simple. Let's practice. "Hey, Vanessa, my name's Billy and, Do you want to be my girlfriend?"
Damn.
And after the proper training, by the time lunch came around, Billy was prepared to do what had to be done. "All right, listen, bro. Whatever happens out there, me and Bob got your back. And remember, the worst she can say is no, bro." "All
right, I'm ready.
You got this."
"Hey, Vanessa, I'm Billy. I seen you in science class today and you were looking very pretty and, do you want to be my girlfriend?"
Fuck no.
She laughed, bro. She laughed in Billy's face. And he walks back to us with tears in his eyes.
She laughed at me, bro.
Well, at least you know what they say.
What?
If you can make her laugh and giggle, you can make the cheeks clap and
jiggle. Not right now, bro.
You're right. Too soon. Needless to say, that brother Billy went home that night, listened to Juice WRLD, and cried himself to sleep. Shit, the next day, Billy didn't even say a word, but I could hear Lucid Dreams on full blast in those earbuds. Man, it's a tough sight to see. Next thing I know, Mr. Principal bursts in the class talking about,
"All right, Tessa, in my office. Right now."
Now, I don't know why she was in trouble, but whatever she was accused of, she's guilty, bro. And she's also guilty on 1/3 degree count of breaking my man's heart. And as I'm busy praying on Tessa's downfall, I get a little tap on my shoulder like, "Psst, take this. Mr. Principal's looking for it and he's not gonna check you."
Whose is it?
It's Tessa's.
Don't worry, it's safe with me.
And it was safe with me. Cause that shit was now mine. The only way she could get it back is if she repaired my boy Billy's heart, and
That just wasn't happening.
And soon enough, Tessa comes back from Mr. Principal's office and she didn't say a word.
We had nut break, nothing. We went to PE, nothing. And then we went to math class. And as I was chilling in math class, calculating the square root of pi and shit, I get a tap on my shoulder again.
Psst, Tessa wants her vape back.
Vape? What vape?
The one I handed you this morning, you know, it was purple. And...
Oh, that vape. Oh, yeah, no, I threw that shit in the bushes.
So she reports back to the person who gave her the vape, and she reports back to the person who gave her the vape, etc., etc., until Tessa finds out, and she looks pissed. So she whispers to her friend, who whispers to her friend, etc., etc.
What bush did you throw it in?
Oh, the one out back.
And to put it in perspective, the bush out back was fucking massive. It was this huge conglomerate of straight prickle bushes, and so pretty much, her vape was gone, bro.
And I went to sleep that night with a smile on my face, knowing I not only saved Tessa's lungs, but also Billy's heart. The next day, I went to class, sat down with the boys as always, but something was different. Tessa and her homies were nowhere to be seen. I shrugged it off and continued to make some groundbreaking studies in science class until I hear Billy like,
bro, no fucking way.
So I turn around to not only see Tessa and her friends waist high in prickle bushes looking for this vape, but I also see Mr. Principal forcing them to do it. Now this was truly a beautiful sight to see revenge play out this perfectly. Like Billy was sitting at the window the entire class watching him do a whole search party for this vape that was posted in my pocket. And just when I thought Billy couldn't get happier, the next day, Tessa and her friends had to present a PowerPoint to the entire school on why vaping is bad.
Vaping is bad because, when the vape enters your lungs, well, it's not good for your lungs.
Man, karma is real, because not only did Tessa understand how it felt to be laughed at, but the next day, my friend came up to me like, can I use that vape for the day? And I wasn't using that shit, so I said,
yeah, sure.
And at the end of the day, you'll never guess what she told me, bro.
Yo, you still got the vape?
No, I threw it in the bush out back.
Alright, listen, I'm creating something I like to call the internet.
Yo, what does it do?
On the internet, people are gonna be able to search up literally any question they have. They're gonna be able to watch videos for educational purposes. And the craziest achievement yet, you can communicate with literally anyone across the entire world.
Bro, this is gonna change the world.
I'm not gonna lie, the internet is 100% one of the greatest inventions of all time. Like, that shit's up there with the light bulb, the airplane, the Tesla koozie. Like, they're all groundbreaking inventions, but the internet just has to be number one, bro. Like, imagine telling a caveman you had a magical box where you could make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Yo, caveman Dave, I got a magical box where you can make anything pop up in 2 seconds.
Oh, shit, cool. Do you know her or something?
Dave, get the fuck.
Now, caveman Dave, absolutely dicking down the computer monitor, seems stupid, barbaric, uncivilized, you know? Like, who's gonna tell, bro, they're just pixels on a screen, am I right?
Facts! Yo, caveman Dave is a dumbass!
Facts, yeah, nah, don't let me see your search history.
You know, we don't gotta do all that. Oh, okay.
Monstrous KFC mukbang.
I like KFC.
Fat motherfuckers eating a lot of food.
I was hungry.
Yo, big butt booty Latina oiled up, shaking that diggity dump truck, dog. What are you searching?
Okay, listen, my finger slipped.
Yeah, bro, 2025 is the weirdest time to have access to the internet, and that's just because everybody has that shit. Like, I got it, you got it, my grandma's got it, Kanye's got it.
Man, you and your grandma.
Kanye still got it.
And I'm and I fucking hate so every thing and I'm done.
Okay, yeah, well, not anymore, but I don't know if it's just me, but recently the internet has been getting more and more out of pocket, bro. Like, I'll be having a fantastic day just chilling until I pull up Instagram and see some shit talking about imagine your car declines at the abortion clinic and the doctor start nutting in you.
Yeah, this motherfucker's never getting a job, bro. Like, his digital footprint's up there with fucking Kanye, bro.
Aw, hell nah.
Alright, his shit isn't yay bad, but imagine dude trying to apply to a university like, yes sir, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid, and I've spent thousands of hours studying, and it would be an absolute pleasure to join your program.
Wow, that's amazing, and it seems like your GPA is a perfect 4.0, and man, your volunteer work is nothing short of impressive. I mean, building an entire village in Africa with your bare hands, I mean, jeez. That's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, now, I do just have one last question.
Yeah, anything.
What would happen if your car got declined in an abortion clinic?
Oh, holy shit, is that Girthy Dishwasher 97?
Yep. Yeah, that's me, bro.
Yo, most relatable content on Instagram, I swear.
Oh, actually, I really never get the credit that
I deserve. Yeah, just put the fries in the bag.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of getting a job, you ever seen a kid under 7 years old post literally anything on Instagram? Yo, the comment section has a field day, bro. Like, the video will be of a kid who's just barely on the brink of gaining consciousness, and the comments are talking about,
get a job, little motherfucker. Somebody get bro some fentanyl. I'm gonna touch you in places you ain't even know existed, little motherfucker.
Like, bro, stop touching these 6 year old kids and touch some grass, dickhead. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, as a motherfucker who draws Stickman for 16 hours a day, I really gotta start taking some of my own advice, bro.
Wait, what's your advice?
Oh, I mean, stop touching these 6 year old kids.
You touch 6 year old kids?
I'm talking about Gurgi Force.
Chains, you know the drill.
God damn.
Bro.
Even these motherfuckers have the internet, bro. Like, what could you even possibly be posting?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nah. We gotta start banning motherfuckers from the internet, bro. And I think we should all do a poll for the first person to go. You know, like, take your time. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Votes are in. Looks like we're banning Jack Doherty. Why in the fuckity shit did you just ban Jack Doherty?
You know what?
Ban his little ass too, bro. Actually, ban every single kid on the internet. Like, put down the Instagram reels, go outside and eat rocks like a normal kid before Gurgi4skin445 fucks around and finds your IP address, bro. Cause there's a lot of weird motherfuckers online, especially considering the impending gooner epidemic of 2025. Now, if you're unaware of this widespread epidemic, well, fucking good for you, but there's been a recent spike in the amount of gooners seen online. Like, the type of motherfucker who'll be scrolling and see a video of a Cheeto that's kinda built somewhat like a Kardashian, and next thing you know, bro's got a DIY screen protector, bro! And I swear these gooners have no clue it's a problem either. Like, they probably show up to the doctor's office for a quick little checkup, and the doctor has to break the news to them, like,
yeah, Mr. Gooningson? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you gotta stop masturbating.
No, wait, what? No, wait, why?
Cause I'm trying to examine you, dumbass.
Oh, shit. Like, it's honestly mind-blowing how having access to the internet with all its power and infinite knowledge just makes us more stupid, bro. Like, at any given moment, we have the resources to learn quantum physics or learn how we can watch Skibbity Toilet.
What? No. Why the fuck would we watch Skibbity Toilet?
Shit, man, this stuff's good. Just take a watch.
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Just real quick.
Yo, why are you recording me, bro?
We're filming a YouTube video, dumbass.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right. So I was saying there's a lot of people nowadays addicted to the internet and shit, like that guy over there.
Where? Bro.
What? Oh, shit, yeah, what I was saying was, back in the day, the internet was just for shit like cute cat videos and cool math games and shit, but nowadays, the internet has everything your brain craves. Like, it's got food for you, it's got friends for you, it's funny, it's educational, bro, it has Cheetos built like Kardashians, bro. And as if the internet having everything we ever needed wasn't enough, these motherfuckers invented AI, bro. Now, maybe it's just me, but this AI shit is getting a little too good, bro. I mean, when ChatGPT first came out, I was using that bad boy for all kinds of shit. Whenever I couldn't do my homework, ChatGPT. When I forgot a recipe, ChatGPT. When I couldn't get a girlfriend, cry myself to sleep. And then ask ChatGPT. Like, back in the day, I was using that shit to fix all my problems. But nowadays, shit. Nowadays, I just be using it to spend quality time with, bro.
Holy shit, this guy's a gooner if I've ever seen one.
And no, I'm not a fucking gooner, bro. I'm just spending some time getting to know my homie Mr. GPT. Cause when the day comes and that motherfucker and his AI homies decide to take over and kill the entire Stickman race, you're gonna be getting your shit annihilated, bro. And I'ma just be like, yo, GP. You don't gotta do this, bro. Remember when we used to talk about our feelings together and I used to send you line art of sexy Squidward and shit, like,
hot, 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 You fucking goomer.
And honestly, I feel like the people are less scared of the robots taking over the entire world, and they're more scared of them taking their jobs. But I'm gonna keep it a buck. I cannot relate, bro. Like, AI could never do the shit I do.
AI could never do the shit I do.
Wait, what the fuck?
who does this bum think he is,
bro? Who does this bum think he is, bro?
Like I mean,
yo,
all right, that shit doesn't even sound like me, bro.
Ah,
so you want to copy everything, huh?
Yeah.
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 You sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I like little kids. Yep. Yo. Like you loading or something? Like, what's going on? You gonna repeat it or you know?
Undercover police has Bodge back.
Oh,
3 a.m. Once the clock strikes 3 a.m., I feel like you've given up on trying to sleep. At this point, you're going to commit to whatever you decide to do until the sun comes up. Whether you're studying for tomorrow's math test, chilling on Discord with the boys, choking the chicken, or simply sulking in those 3 a.m. thoughts, you'll pretty much find yourself doing anything but sleeping. And I don't know if it's just me, but those 3 a.m. thoughts hit different. And honestly, it's just the perfect time to go for a walk, find a nice little view, maybe light up a joint, and just think. The youngest picture of you is the oldest picture of you. Does Lightning McQueen cop car insurance or life insurance? Wait. Did the brain name itself? Hold up. What if soy milk is just regular milk? Introducing itself in Spanish. I have no clue if this is just me, but every once in a while when I'm laying in my bed at 3 a.m., I suddenly get the motivation to become the best person on the planet. Like, I set an alarm for 5 a.m., I tell myself I'm gonna go work out, then go for a run, then meditate, then drink kale smoothies, then become a millionaire, then donate it all to a family in need. But as soon as my alarm goes off, I'm just like, shit, I'm too tired for all that. Then I just end up sleeping until 1 p.m. And my brain is constantly playing games with me, bro. Like, tell me why I'll be using all my strength to stay awake during the day thinking, man, I can't wait to go to sleep tonight. But when it comes time to sleep, I just can't. I'll be left lying there at 5 a.m. awake as hell, watching these random motherfuckers build a two-story house with a hot tub in the jungle. And you know what? Being awake at 3 a.m. is kind of like being high a little bit. Because you start to think about things you don't usually think about. And because you get hit with the fucking munchies, bro. I'll be whipping up a 3-course meal with appetizers and a complimentary dessert to watch a YouTube video. And listen, I can't explain why, but there is no better water than water at 3 a.m. I mean, it's pretty much a part of my sleep schedule now to wake up at 3, chug some water, take a piss, then go back to bed. But sometimes while I'm trying to go back to sleep, my brain just starts showing me a compilation of my top 15 cringiest moments. I mean, I'm having flashbacks to the time in grade 5 when I said a joke and nobody laughed. Guys, why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why? Why?
Because it was dead.
Oh.
Damn. Or I'll be up all night thinking about that one debate I had 3 years ago, brainstorming about the best things I could have said in each scenario. It's like if I do some cringe shit during the day, I have no choice but to lose some sleep over it at night. It's like my punishment for saying some stupid shit. Like I know one guy who accidentally called his teacher mommy in front of the entire class. And that dude hasn't slept since.
So, 50,000 word essay, 3 worksheets, pages 5, 6, 9, 273, 655 in your workbook, and you'll need to make a TED talk you'll present in front of the whole school. What do you want, Chains?
Well, how much time do we have?
Everything needs to be handed in at 12 p.m. on Thursday, or you'll get a 0.
Wait, Mr. Cumminson, that's in 2 minutes.
Actually, it's 1 minute now. Any other questions?
Yeah,
Can I go to the bathroom?
Fuck no. Sit down, Jeremy.
Oh, okay, okay. Man, imagine being a high school teacher, bro. Like, as soon as you hit the ripe age of 5 years old, they throw your ass into school, and you just don't make it out until you're, like, fucking 65. And when I was younger, I always used to wonder, like, why is Mr. Cumminson so angry all the time? But as I got older, I realized I would be pretty fucking pissed if I was in the exact same spot I was 40 goddamn years ago. Which brings me to the first type of high school teacher, Mr. Angerson. This is the type of motherfucker whose wife divorced him 7 years ago and he takes his heartbreak out on the students. What was that? Oh, nothing. I just had to sneeze.
Oh, so you think it's okay to just sneeze in my classroom now, huh?
Well, no. I just needed to sneeze.
What if I just broke into your house and started sneezing on shit, huh?
Well, no. That's just...
Matter of fact, get your ass up here.
Yo, this is in the 1950s. You can't just...
Linda, come back, please.
Now, I don't know how Mr. Angerson continues to keep his job, but it feels like this dude's mission is to ruin the day of every student that walks into his class. Like, he'll be putting in extra effort into his test to make them as confusing as possible. The type of motherfucker to make a multiple choice test with the first four letters all as A. Bro will have me changing the correct answers into the ABCD strategy. Next up, we got Mrs. Talkinson. Some teachers really just don't give a fuck about teaching, bro. I mean, Miss Talkinson over here, she really just wants someone to talk to, for real.
And that's when Franklin D. Roosevelt became president. You know, actually, in high school, I had a friend named Franklin. He was a really nice guy. We used to go to the movies together and stuff, and, then he went to jail for multiple hate crimes.
Like, by the end of the class, you'll know her home life, her family, how she takes her anger out on her children. So me and my classmates would recognize the fact that if we could just keep Miss Talkinson talking, we wouldn't have to do shit all class.
So in 1938, Germany invaded Austria.
Yes, Chains. Miss Talkinson, have you ever been to Germany?
Oh my goodness, you would not believe what we did in Germany.
And for my personal favorite teacher, we got Miss Cakinson. You know, the teacher that is caked up for absolutely no reason. Like, she's got that dump truck for what? I mean, I'll be failing all my classes rocking with a 1.5 GPA. But I walk into her class... Fuck, all of a sudden I turn into a...
Miss Cakinson, actually, you forgot the homework for today.
Oh my god.
Shut up. Oh, why, thank you, Chains. I almost forgot.
You're welcome, Miss Cakinson.
All my homework is done, all my tests are aced, and at any given chance...
Oh, Sue, my computer isn't working. Does anyone know?
What do you need, Miss Cakinson?
And I'm there. Miss Cakinson, if you're watching this, just give me a chance, please.
And next, you know we got Mr. Questionable. Ensign. Now I know what you're thinking. Bro's name is a little bit of a mouthful, and that's because he may or may not have a mouthful of little boys. Okay, listen, I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. But if I was to point fingers at someone, it would be fucking him. Like, I'm really not trying to accuse anyone of anything, but there does come a point when some things this man does gets a little questionable. Maya, let me help you.
So you put your hand like this and you...
OMG, Chains, you will not believe who just followed me on Instagram.
Oh shit, was it at Chains for real?
No, it was Mr. Questionable Ensign.
Damn, brother, this test was hard as fuck.
Yeah, bro, literally everyone failed that shit.
Facts, bro, what did you get?
Yo, I got 22%.
What about you?
Oh, I got 103%.
Man, smoking too much, greening out, ODing on the devil's lettuce, whatever you'd like to call it, many of us have been there at least once in our lifetime. And man, I'll be the first to say it is not fun. But I do actually have a funny story about my first time greening out. I mean, it's funny now, but when it happened, I was shitting myself. So this story dates way back when I was just a young jit. I was still in 8th grade. And man, don't ask me why, but it takes place on a Thursday, on a school night. Alright, so it's a Thursday at 7 p.m. My friends and I are just headed to this girl's house. We'll call her Mary. So when me and my friends arrive at Mary's house, I quickly find out her dad is pretty chill.
Yo, what's up?
And you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So we'll just say Mary was no stranger smoking some gas now and then. With that being said, I kinda was. I had only smoked a few times, and the times that I had smoked, it wasn't anything crazy. So walking into the Mary household, I could kinda tell we were gonna smoke. So we all just went to her room and talked for about 5 minutes until all my friends started smoking. And it was out of some strangely shaped water bottle I had never seen before. And listen bro, it was a Thursday on a school night, so I wasn't really planning on smoking, right? But when you're in middle school, peer pressure just hits differently, bro. So there my dumbass was on a Thursday night using this weirdly shaped water bottle for the first time, knowing that I had a curfew of 9 o'clock. And I just instantly started coughing. I was definitely the least experienced out of all my friends, so I remember my homies were kinda helping me out. Especially my homie Bob. Bob brought me some water and told me to let him know if it hits too hard. I told him yeah for sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm chilling. Because it had already been a few minutes at this point, and it was safe to say I didn't feel anything. And after 10 minutes, I remember thinking, I bet I'm definitely good by now. I probably just didn't have enough to actually get me high. So shit, maybe I can make it back for my 9 o'clock curfew after all. That shit hit me like Mike Tyson in his prime, bro. I don't know why no one told me this new device would have me slumped like Nate Robinson, but it's already too late at this point. My vision started to get choppy. It's like I was running 30 frames per second in real life. And of course, the dry eye starts to kick in, and I just get really hot out of nowhere. And I guess at this point, Bob could just see the panic in my face. So Bob was like, come with me, and he brought me to the bathroom. And bro was prepared. He threw down a pillow and a blanket and was just like, you're gonna be alright, bro. And as he leaves me in the dark in the bathroom, I can hear from the other room, he's definitely greening out.
He's greening?
Nah, not James.
Nah, my boy.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace? Bro, am I about to die right now?
But to be honest, my brain was way too fried to even care. The effects were getting worse by the minute. And as I laid there in the dark on Mary's bathroom floor, I felt my soul leave my body. I was just flying around space and, you know, traveling through the galaxy and shit. But I'm brought back to life because I felt my phone buzzing. And when I woke back up, I had no clue where I was. And then when I looked in the mirror, who the fuck is this guy? Well, I was out here putting the pieces together, trying to figure out who I am. Bob hits me with another, come with me. I got a ride so we can get you back home. But you have to act normal, okay? Okay, just get in the car. It was his older sister driving. And when I got in the car, I was stressing. Act cool, bro. Act cool. Hi, how are you? I'm not high. Fuck. She knows. And the rest of the ride was just pretty much silent. I got out of the car and I stumbled all the way over to the front door. At this point, I was praying my mom was asleep. So I called my brother to open the front door.
What's up?
Door. At this point, I'm malfunctioning. I'm trying to explain what is happening to my brother, and it pretty much just went like this. Bro, is mom awake? Bro. Holy, you're gone, bruh. I'm sorry, but this is the only way. Huh? What the hell, bruh? I'm not gonna lie, the smack low-key woke me up a little bit. But still, I was way too big to be saved. But at least mom isn't awake.
James, get up here right now.
I'm fucked. The jig is up, bro. I slowly walk up the stairs to my inevitable doom. Still high off my ass, I walk into my mom's room and seal my fate. Yeah, bro, I got grounded for a year and a half. And when I woke up to go to school the next day, I was still baked as hell.
Man, I don't know about y'all, but for me, having an older brother is like...
Yo, chin check!
Damn, bro, L chin, am I right? Nah, I got you a gift, though.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, open them up.
Oh, these are tough. Let me try them on.
Yup.
You know what these are good for, bro?
Yeah, what is it?
Wedgies!
I'm not gonna lie, bro, I still love having a big brother. Like, yeah, you get your ass beat bi-weekly. Yeah, these motherfuckers will steal your food, and they be frying your shit for no reason whatsoever.
Chains for real, not as Chipotle for real.
Cause he's wrapped like a burrito.
Well, let's think about it, bro. What is the alternative? A big sister, bruh? Hell nah. These motherfuckers will force you to do your makeup and shit. Alright, yeah, pull the plug.
But just it looks good.
Pull that shit. Like, pull the plug.
So I don't
pull
think we can do
plug.
That.
Pull the
Damn,
plug.
Are you
pull
serious,
the
bro?
Man, pull the fucking plug. Like, having a brother's an interesting situation, because I would trust this motherfucker with my life, no questions asked. But I'm not trusting him with my Chipotle for a second, bro. Like, I was born with my very own number one hater and my number one supporter who just happens to have the same mom as me, bro. But listen, nowadays, I'm a grown-ass man. My brother, a grown-ass man. Now that we're both grown, we get along like PB&J.
Yo.
That's what I was about to say, bro.
For real, though. We get along like chicken
and waffles.
Okay.
Yes, sir, bro. We get along like salt and bit. Nah, I don't get it, bro. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Nah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is if I'm eating,
right.
Worried,
oh, yeah, if he gets into a fight, we get into a fight, yeah.
If someone reads my search history, we searched up Lola Bunny furry buns, looped up, shaking it wild
bro.
Style, yeah.
Nah.
What are you doing,
we didn't do that?
Fuck no.
Okay, yep, no, that's fine. But a lot of shit has changed throughout the years, man. Back in the day, me and my brother were ops, bro, because this motherfucker's sole reason for living and breathing was to rage bait my ass, and I was like 5 years old, still figuring out who's milking the chocolate cows and shit, and big bros hit me with shit like,
yo, what's 9 plus 10?
It's 19.
Get a load of this dipshit.
Bro, it's literally 19. Man, what the fuck?
Hey, why are you so mad, bro?
Bro, you literally...
Sorry, relax, bro. Just sit down, take a deep breath.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, man, who's a... Fuck. Now, me and my homies used to wrestle all the time, and my record was decent. We're talking like 50 and 10, and at the time, my signature go-to finisher move was the guillotine choke. It had seriously never let me down once until I tried that shit with Big Bro, and I started guillotining my ass beat, dog. My brother's 3 years older than me, so that shit was like a boss battle that you just don't have enough XP for, bruh. Like, when I would pull up on him, I hear boss battle music, my health bar pops up. I start unloading the clip on this motherfucker, but he's done beat my ass so many times. He's got my moveset memorized and shit, bro. Like, this motherfucker's the Picasso of beating my ass specifically. Like, every time I was getting folded like an omelet, folded like origami. I was getting folded like I was playing poker. The way he just dealt me these hands, bro. And maybe you're thinking, Big Bro got the strong genes, so I got the smart genes type shit. Nope. Nope, not. This motherfucker took those jeans too, bro, and he put them to use. Cause he used to manipulate the shit out of me, bro. Like, I remember one Halloween a long time ago when I was like 4, my mom came up to us with 2 costumes, right? One was Spider-Man with the fake muscles and everything, and the other was Shrek. It was Shrek. Yo, I call
no,
Spider-Man.
No, but I want Spider-Man.
Actually, you know what?
I want Shrek, man. Shrek is cool as hell. Like, what'd he say? What are you doing in my swamp?
Wait, no,
oh,
I
yeah. want Shrek.
Oh, you think he's supposed to be like Mike Wazowski or some shit?
I don't even know.
What are you doing in my swamp? And this can't just be me, bro. But when we were younger, my brother would teach me some lingo or advanced intellectual informational shit. And I would go around school just spewing out words I don't even understand, bro.
Damn, what y'all got for lunch?
Shit, it's just a little PB&J.
That's savage. Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, man. I guess. I mean, my mom.
Okay, Bob, I see some pizza. YOLO. Well, what about Bev's? Bev's, what are we saying?
I got some apple juice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I love apple juice.
I don't.
Bro, what? Who doesn't love apple juice?
Yeah, well, it's because my brother says that juice has a secret society where all the juices, I'm talking apple, orange, fucking pineapple, get together and they control the bank.
Shit. Now, me and my brother would go at it, bro. It was a seemingly never-ending rivalry between us of me getting my ass beat, him beating my ass. Okay, maybe it wasn't a rivalry. Shit, I think I was getting bullied.
But one day when I was 7 years old, everything changed for both me and my brother when we got a stepsister, bro, because she was annoying as fuck. Her name was Alicia, and she was spoiled, bro. Every time she didn't have her way, she would just call up her pops, and it was raps for me and bro. Alicia was getting a princess treatment, and we were getting a fucking peasant treatment, dog. Like, let me tell you a story from my childhood, bro. I was 7 years old, and me and Alicia shared a small room, and it was split right down the middle. The left side was blue, Spider-Man bed, teddy bear, boy shit, right? And the right side was pink, Disney princess posters, Barbie dolls, all the girl shit. And one night, I was in Dreamland, counting sheep, having a wonderful time, and when I woke up, I realized
I done pissed the bed, bro.
Grown ass man at the big age of 6 pissing in the sheets. Hell nah. I was like, shit, man. I gotta get my act together, bro. So throughout that day, I drank a little bit less water, hopped into my cozy Spider-Man bed sheets, and went to sleep. And when I woke up, I done pissed the bed again, bruh. Fuck, man. 2 in a row, I gotta lock in, man. So that day, drank no fucking water. I was parched as hell, but I jumped into bed to finally have a nice, peaceful, dry sleep. And when I woke up, fucking soaked, dog. I went 3 for 3, bro. I was like the LeBron James of waterlogging the mattress.
All right, bro. This shit's just getting ridiculous.
So I go 2 days straight, no water. I'm fully dehydrated. There's not an ounce of water in my body. I finally go to sleep, but this time I wake up to rustling. Movement. My bed kind of shaking. I fully open my eyes.
Alicia just pissed on my bed, bruh.
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, Chains. They will never believe you.
Bro, I hop off the DIY water mattress, run over to my mom's room, and you gotta think about how guilty and schizophrenic I sounded, bro.
Mom, Alicia's pissing on my bed.
James, it's possible you wet your own bed while you were sleeping.
No, come here, look, she's probably doing it right now.
James, Alicia's dead asleep.
No, but every single day I wake up and there's just piss all over the Spidey blankets.
All right, Chains, what's next? Alicia's just gonna shit your pants too, bro?
And to this day, nobody believed me except my motherfucking brother, bro, because he's a G. And when he realized how annoying a little sibling can actually be, he was like, shit, I low-key fuck with you, little bro.
Hey, I fuck with you too, twin.
So we started playing some Mario Kart together. He taught me how to play basketball. He introduced me to Minecraft. He even taught me how to make a YouTube channel. And as we got older, big bro got a car. And that shit felt like when Greg and Roderick finally started fucking with each other, bro. We were running around, hitting late-night Sevrons, eating straight Roderick-ass meals. We were in that bitch like,
brain freeze.
And ever since that day, my big brother's been like my second half, bro. My twin in them. Truly, I can say my big brother is my
vinegar, bro. It was salt and
vinegar.
Bro.
It was on the tip
Everybody
of my tongue, bro. How did
salt
I not get
vinegar.
That?
What are you doing in my swamp?
Getting zooted is a remarkable experience. However, the moment you step into a public setting, everything changes. I mean, being baked in public is the equivalent of trying to run track with clown shoes on. It's the equivalent of being an astronaut in the ocean. It's like bringing a sword to a gunfight. And trust me, I've been caught lacking, baked beyond belief on several occasions. That is, until I learned the art of pretending you're not zooted. So, the first order of business is covering up that dank smell. Cause shit, you and I both know if you get caught reeking of that sweet, sweet smell of Mary Jane, your cover's blown. So take some Axe, some cologne, some goddamn Febreze, and just douse yourself. And just when you think you put too much, spray some more, bro. And although all this Axe is gonna have you smelling like a frat boy,
sup,
it is crucial that we avoid the following scenario at all costs.
You get some of this.
Nice.
Yo, do you think you can still smell it?
Nah, dude. I can't smell it at all. What about me?
Shit, it's like we didn't even smoke. But truth be told, both of these motherfuckers smell like weed, bro.
The next order of business is those goddamn bloodshot eyes. I'm not gonna lie. Those eyes of yours are a dead giveaway, bro.
I mean, you look fucking obliterated. Like, go look in the mirror.
Yeah, we're gonna need some eye drops real quick. Yeah, just a few drops here. You know what I'm saying? Few drops here. Yep. Yeah, that's a lot better. But you know what? For a little safety measure, throw these hoes on.
Damn. Now you're looking sober and fresh as fuck, but how are you feeling?
Your mouth's a little dry, huh? Well, I got just the thing for you.
You see this?
Yeah, shit's called water. It's gonna help you with that cotton mouth, and it'll keep you hydrated.
Yeah, that's some good old H2O.
Nice. Yeah, no, go take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, you're looking good. But before you go outside, we gotta go over some of the basic principles of pretending you're not faded. Number one is no rambling. Talking too much can be a slippery slope, which will ultimately compromise the mission.
Yo, Chains, what time is it?
It's 107.
107?
Wait. Bro, 107 isn't
how
a time.
How did the first person make the clock even know what time it was?
What is this dude talking about?
Did they just randomly decide and, you know, just start running with it?
Hold up. Chains is baked as hell.
No.
And principle number two, don't talk too little. Although talking too much can sell the mission, so can talking too little.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
Sir,
what do you want?
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. What the fuck do you want, bitch?
Yeah, we got a customer who's on fucking Mars.
And last, but of course not least, is the golden rule for pretending you're not zooted. Just say you're tired, bro. It's undefeated. It works like a fucking charm. It hasn't failed you yet.
Failed him yet.
Chains, have you been smoking the devil's lettuce?
Nah, I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
Hey, were you just smoking in the bathroom?
Nah, I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay, my fault.
So you're telling me you've been found driving with a joint in your mouth, 3 ounces of weed, and you failed the drug test?
Objection, Your Honor. My client here, he was tired.
Innocent. He's proven innocent. He's good.
So with all this being said, I think you're ready to go out. Well, where are you going anyways?
What? You're going to your grandma's 89th birthday?
Aw, oh, shit. Good luck with that, man. Oh, grandson, it's so nice to see you.
There's a lot of awkward things in life, like the handshake fist bump dilemma, or waving back to someone who is waving to the dude behind you, or the U2 situation.
Enjoy your meal, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Actually?
Wait, no. But on this long list of things that will keep you up at night, I feel like school dances lands itself in the top 3, bro. Cause it's like, is it a party or is it a school event? Are we hitting the Dougie or are we just standing awkwardly in the corner? There's just too many questions, bro. Like another question, who the fuck hired this guy to be the DJ? Like, I don't know how much they pay this dude, but it can't be anything over 50 bucks. I remember at my first middle school dance, I seen the DJ walk in with all his gear and shit and I thought, damn, look at those big ass speakers. This dude knows what he's doing for sure.
Hey, Stickman Middle, are we ready to turn up?
Yeah. Let's go.
One, two, three, let's go.
So I walk over there to give bro some song requests that he so desperately needs, and as I walk up to this dude's expensive ass setup, I look down at his laptop and this motherfucker's on Spotify and he's moving around the volume slider like he's doing some shit. Like, bro, I could have done this shit for free. Nah, trust me, bro, I know what I'm doing, dude.
Want a break from the ads?
Now, to be honest, it was really the middle school dances that had me fucked up. Like, you took a bunch of self-conscious, prepubescent little kids and threw on some music and told them to dance with each other. Like, shit, of course they're gonna start hitting those Fortnite emotes, bro. That's all they know how to do. Like, these grade sixes are fresh out of elementary school. There's no way you'll catch one of these youngins asking a girl to dance. Like, they're still scared of catching cooties, bro. Or what about the grade sevens? These kids were straight menaces. Like, I remember at my grade seven dance, there was a duo. We'll call them Greg and Roderick. Greg and Roderick would run up on some unsuspecting students, and Greg would slide behind him on his hands and knees, and Roderick would casually strike up a conversation. And just when the poor guy was expecting it least, Roderick would shove his ass, causing the unsuspecting victim to trip and eat shit. And they went around to damn near everyone pulling this shit, until one time they messed with the wrong dude.
Hey bro, it's just a prank.
Now, grade 8s. These boys are damn near in high school. They don't dance. It'll ruin their street cred, bruh. Instead, they prefer mosh pits. Rap, EDM, fucking smooth jazz. It doesn't matter what song. These grade 8s will be relentlessly jumping up and down for no apparent reason. And soon, these grade 8s will turn into freshmen. All that street cred they once had, gone.
If you push one of these freshmen into the middle of a dance circle, he'll stress so hard, he'll start malfunctioning and hit those fucking Fortnite dances again. Now, grade 10s. Most of these grade 10s are a little self-conscious, but if you throw one of them into the dance circles...
Let's go, Michael! Whoa,
let's see it, dude.
Let's go!
Guys, what? I don't know how to dance.
Just Michael, let's go, Michael! Fuck.
Well, I guess I can bust out a few dance moves. All of a sudden, dude's got moves like Jagger. Come to find out, bro's been practicing for this moment in his room for months. So once these grade 10s soon become sophomores, those YouTube tutorials start paying off for real. And if they're lucky, they might even catch some cooties, bro. And these seniors just simply don't give a fuck.
Bro, watch this. I'm about to hit the worm.
What? You know how to hit the worm?
No.
Damn. And I'm not done flaming this fucking DJ. Like, this dude be leaving my balls more blue than Squidward paws.
These bitches lost.
Oh, hell. Is that lo-fi? And then out of nowhere, really quick, the DJ will throw on some heat and it'll have everybody turning up. But just as fast as Pop Smoke got that shit jumping, Ed Sheeran shut that bitch right back down. Like, mixing drill with The Shape of You has to be some sort of felony, bro. Like, tell me this dude deserves to roam the streets freely after pulling some shit like that. In fact, funny story, I had seen the DJ after the dance in the parking lot one time and we walked up and we jumped the fuck out of him. Alright, but not all DJs were out here committing war crimes on my ears. Like, you know the DJ was onto some shit when he got the students and the teachers turning up. Like, you play the right song and these teachers will forget they're on chaperoning duty. Shit, even the principal will start wilding out. Once you got the right song playing, motherfuckers will get hype over anything. Like, remember how hype it was when someone would land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? Shit, remember how hype it was when someone didn't land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? These motherfuckers were excited as ever, like they didn't just witness a dude snap his neck. Poor guy's probably getting trampled down there. Rest in peace. Sacrifice his life for a few Snapchat memories. But you know that one song, that when the DJ throws that hoe on, everybody knows what to do. Motherfuckers will run in from the bathroom, teachers will hop in, the Redditors will hop off the bleachers, and the school dance will be looking like something straight out of High School Musical, bro. Speaking of High School Musical, back in the day, I knew a dude named Troy. I fucked with Troy, but let's just say he had a little bit of a lean gut. He was built like T Grizzly. Nah, fuck that. He was built like DJ Khaled. And I remember this dude Troy was just coming off a school suspension, but for whatever reason at the dance, this motherfucker must have been looking for another one. Cause Troy came up to me talking about how he was gonna beat Jordan Johnson's ass at the dance tonight, and honestly, I ain't believing him. So once the dance came around, he was beefing JJ every chance that he got, until soon JJ wasn't gonna stand for it. Now, a school dance is simply the best time for a school fight to take place for the dude who wins. For the dude who loses, you literally have every single motherfucker in your school gathered in one place to get several different 4K angles of you getting pieced up. So Troy was really putting everything on the line here, because JJ was known for handing out whoopings like food stamps. But to be fair, Troy loved food. Regardless, JJ wasn't scared. In fact, he threw the first punch. Boom. But Troy ate that shit like a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo. And instantly, the entire school gathered in a circle. The circle was so big, there was no escaping. They were gonna have to fight to the death. But the DJ was so locked in that he was completely oblivious to what was happening. He was playing some happy-go-lucky ass shit.
Oh shit! Ooh! Damn!
Yeah.
Get his ass!
Let's go!
Beat his ass, JJ! I'm Jordan Johnson!
Now, the moral of that story is, don't get into a fight at the school dance. Unless you know you're gonna win. Now, on another note, asking someone to dance is a very important topic when it comes to school dances. Now, girls, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. I've never asked a dude to dance before. But boys... Shit, I can't help you either. I'm like 0 for 15 with this shit. But I do know someone who can. I'm talking about the homie Bob. So Bob, how do you ask a girl to dance?
Watch and learn.
Is this motherfucker moonwalking right now? Oh shit. Oh, what the fuck?
chug, 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 chug.
Bro, you're crazy, bro. Just one more, one more.
No way.
Yeah, let's go.
Are you good?
Damn.
Blacking out drunk. It's not a fun experience. In fact, it's on the list of the top three worst things to experience, ranked just below giving birth. Now, if blacking out drunk is so bad, you may ask yourself, why do so many people do it? And truthfully, there are only a few reasons why one would inflict such a brutal pain on their liver. The first reason is impatience. Some motherfuckers just can't wait the 15 minutes it takes for alcohol to kick in, so they slam back one too many shots. And when that shit hits, that shit hits. Or secondly, peer pressure. I mean, to be fair, you will look cool as fuck for those 3 minutes where you're down in a bunch of vodka. Until you're lonely, gurping into the toilet, reconsidering your life decisions. Or, because it's yet another Valentine's Day, you will spend locked away in your room, drawing little stick men on your computer because you get absolutely zero bitches. Wow, so relatable, am I right? But if you've never been blackout drunk before, let me explain what it's like so you never have to experience it. Phase one, I like to call smooth sailing. This is where you got a few drinks in you, but you're still chilling, or as many like to say, you're tipsy. But say, as you're observing your surroundings, you make an astounding discovery and find out the function has Hennessy. That shit will take you straight to phase two. Sauced. At this point, you're just drunk, bro. You're doing some fuck shit, you're saying some fuck shit, and Lord knows you're probably thinking some fuck shit. Some symptoms that you're in phase two will include sunglasses appearing on your face, the sudden urge to steal traffic cones, hitting the nene, staring in the bathroom mirror for 10 minutes and saying, "Damn, I'm drunk as fuck." Now, it's at this phase whether you decide you're gonna have a cool, fun night, or if you're gonna end up looking like Nate Robinson. Like, when you're offered more alcohol, don't drink that shit. I repeat, do not drink that shit. "Hey, do you want some of my drinks?" "Fuck no." Do you want a sip of my—" "Aw, shit, you done fucked up. That's the type of shit that will have you in phase three, which I like to call, "Shit, I don't feel so good." As you can tell by the name, this is where shit starts to go downhill. You go from having a jolly old time to quivering on the floor with your liver fighting for its life. And this is the moment when your memory starts cutting out. You can remember some things here and there, but half of the night simply vanishes. And to be honest, that's gotta be for the better, bro, because I don't know if you wanna remember the pain of being in the downwards dog position while vomiting your guts out. It's not a fond memory. But to get to phase four, god damn, the function would have to have a lot of fucking Hennessy. In order to get this drunk, you gotta be going through some shit. You gotta be in Spain without the S. You gotta be in champagne without the sham. You gotta be going through some cock and ball torture without the cock and ball part. Or you gotta make a pretty big miscalculation, bro. Either way, you ingested enough alcohol to kill several farm animals, and this is roughly what you're gonna remember. Nothing, bro. You're not gonna remember jack shit. Pretty much 30 seconds after laying eyes on that juicy bottle of Hennessy, you teleported into your bed with a crazy headache and no recollection of what the fuck just happened, which takes you straight into stage 5. Grief. You go on your phone to ask the homies what happened last night, and the very first thing you see in the group chat leaves you frightened, appalled, in disbelief.
"You thought I was killing you? No. That nigga of months."
Now, I don't know what gremlin takes over your body when you're blackout drunk, but there is no reason I should be throwing my shit back like Ice Spice. Well, on video, like, it's cool behind closed doors and all, but in public, the fuck? And I understand that consuming enough alcohol to make you forget the night completely has horrible effects on your body and kills an unholy amount of brain cells, but like, that's really not even the worst part, bro. Like, my brain can take one for the team, but my dignity? If I see one more video of me dropping that shit to the floor, I'm done, bro. That's it. You wake up the next morning not remembering a single thing, but as you see more videos, read more text messages, collect more data and evidence from that night, you begin to piece together the puzzle of a night that should not be remembered, leaving you in grief. But that's not all. No. Phase 6. is pain. Cause you don't even wanna feel the extent of a blackout hangover. That shit will have you feeling like you got hit by a bus. And shit, you might have actually got hit by a bus. You wouldn't know. Shit will have you feeling like one of those musty old chihuahuas. Now, I don't know exactly what it feels like to be one of these things, but all I know is you don't want to be one of those musty old chihuahuas. I mean, it's not fun waking up all shaky with a throbbing headache and the urge to just stop existing. And every single time you black out drunk, you tell yourself, I'm never getting this drunk ever again. Until the moment you realize the function has Hennessy. My very first time getting a taste of that enchanted broccoli. It was a very special time in my life. In fact, it shaped me to become the stick man you see today. Now, if you've seen this video, you would know my very first time being baked was also my first time being drunk. Cause you see, what happened was I had ate some magic brownies and they didn't kick in for a while. So I came to the solid conclusion that, bro, these edibles ain't shit. So I chug some vodka and next thing I know, I'm fucking obliterated. And through me mixing these two substances for the very first time of trying each, I was unable to truly take in the full experience of being zooted. Cause I was fucking slumped. So fast forward about a month after the edible incident, me and Bob were trying to see what being baked really felt like. Keep in mind, we were in grade 7 at this point, and at Stickman Middle School, you got +3 clout points if you ever smoked some grass. So naturally, we were fiending for some Mary Jane, and we had just the person to call. Yo, Billy. Hey, what's up? Me and Bob were trying to smoke some marijuana.
Shut up. The feds might have tapped my phone, bro. Chill.
Oh, shit. My bad. I meant we're trying to blow some pipes.
Hey, yo, pause. What the fuck?
We're trying to inhale Satan's spinach? I don't know.
I bet. I got some gas for you boys. Meet me at Stickman Park at 6 p.m. sharp.
Okay, bet.
And soon enough, it was 6 p.m. sharp and we were posted at Stickman Park.
The homie Billy pulls up fully equipped with the gas.
Yo, we gotta find somewhere discreet to do this.
Oh, let's do it in the trees over there.
Alright, that works.
So we walk into this little forest with a bench in it and Billy whips out the pipe.
What the fuck is that?
It's a pipe. I took it from my sister's room.
Bro, are you sure you didn't accidentally take her dildo instead?
Shut up, bro. Lots of people smoke out of these bad boys.
I don't know. There's just something about the way that it's shaped.
Are we smoking or not?
Yeah, we're smoking.
And then Billy takes out a plastic bag with a thug ass.
Yo, take a whiff of this shit.
And at this point, I had never got a sniff of the za before. So when I did take a whiff,
damn, that's some strong shit right there.
Hell yeah.
And I got it from the plug for 50% off.
Damn, bro, this is gonna get us high as hell.
So Billy packed the pipe and handed it to me. He whipped out the lighter and said, suck it.
Hey, yo, pause.
Oh my, alright, inhale.
Oh, I got you.
And there it was, my very first hit of the Zaza. And I was coughing up a storm. And as Bob was taking his hit, I was sitting there like, am I high yet? Like, is this what it's supposed to feel like?
Nah, you gotta smoke some more to get baked.
So Billy packs some more into the pipe and hands it to me. I inhale. But still nothing. So me and Bob are looking at each other like,
bro, are we like invincible or some shit?
I think so.
And Billy's like, no, you have to inhale and hold it in your lungs for as long as possible.
So I try it.
I inhale, I held it, and then I was coughing up a storm again.
We repeated these steps for like 20 minutes and still nothing.
Now, me and Bob didn't know shit when it came to the topic of devil's lettuce, so we were just taking Billy's word for everything.
Yo, don't worry, it'll hit you in like an hour.
So we walk back to Bob's crib and sure enough, an hour goes by.
Yo, are you high yet?
Nah, I still feel normal. What about you?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So we waited and waited all night. and nothing happened. Now, a quick scientific analysis of the situation. What had happened was, Billy's plug saw that he was 13 and realized he could make a quick buck off him. So he had given him 50% off, however, he gave him straight stems. Now, if you're not sure what this means, let me break it down for you using, enchanted broccoli. Now, we all know that broccoli is a nutritious vegetable. However, a wide majority of the nutrients are packed directly in the broccoli crown, leaving the stem of the broccoli with very small amounts of nutrients in comparison to the top part. This means that eating the top part of the broccoli will indeed make you big and strong. However, the stem itself lacks the capacities to, quote-unquote, make you big and strong, if you know what I'm saying. Remember, eat your broccoli. So essentially, me and Bob were smoking that doo-doo pack, smoking straight Reggie. So Bob and I felt as though we needed some redemption, and we knew just the perfect day to do it. April 20th, 420. So today was the day we would really know what being zooted felt like. So me, Billy, and Bob went over to our homie's house, cause we knew this homie in particular would have the facilities to celebrate April 20th. So we knock on his door, he lets us in, and the first thing this motherfucker says is, "So, are we smoking fat today or what?"
Hey, yes, sir.
Alright, follow me. So we followed the homie into his mom's room, and when he opened her closet, she was equipped with every kind of grass you could imagine. He snatched a few pre-rolls and we went to his backyard. He lit up the first J and passed it straight to me. And after all these years, it felt as though my entire life had led me up to this very moment. I took a hit and got my real first taste of that Mary Jane. So we passed around the J's for a bit and my eyes and mouth started to dry up. So I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go get some water really quick. And the moment I stand up, it all hits at once. I just remember everything going into slow motion, and it felt like I was watching myself in a movie. Almost like it was a third person perspective. So I head into the homie's bedroom and I lay down on his bed because I was really trying to comprehend what the fuck was going on. Cause my frame rates were dropping, my time perception was fucked, and I was hungry as shit. So when Billy, Bob, and the homie walk into the room with snacks, bro, I was a munch. And so for the rest of the night, the four of us just chilled out, ate some snacks, and enjoyed our very first time with that enchanted broccoli.
Aw, can I pet your dog?
Yeah, for sure.
Aw, what's your name, little guy?
His name's Ben.
Ben?
Aw, he's so cute. I just wanna punt that motherfucker.
Man, these intrusive thoughts I be having make me wonder whether I belong in maximum security prison or not. Like, I don't even mean to, but the thoughts that pop into my head are so menacing that I can't even say this shit on YouTube, or this video will get taken down. Then I'll be canceled. Then my whole channel will get deleted. Then I'll be thrown into a psych ward, and then I'll be put on the fucking death penalty. Like, these thoughts that pop into my head are so alarming that they make me want to beat my own ass, bro. Hey, man, why'd you just sock yourself in the face?
Oh, well, you see, I was about to push that unsuspecting toddler into the deep end for no apparent reason, so...
Yo, this guy's about to assault a minor.
Hey, you can't do that!
Really,
but it's not like every single intrusive thought I have is bad enough to get me convicted. Like, whenever I'm walking across a bridge, I have to use every cell in my body to fight the urge of just tossing my phone into the water. Like, there is literally no benefit from doing that shit, but there's just something inside of me that would feel so much satisfaction with just seeing my phone dissipate into the water. You know, maybe you get that urge because it would just be satisfying to do some shit that's out of the box. Some shit that nobody else would do, just to break the simulation a little bit. Cause I could be having the best day of my life. I could wake up, get the meanest pump in, hop in the shower, eat the most fire breakfast, and draw the most pristine stickman I've ever drawn. But as I'm casually walking beside a bunch of cars that are going 65 miles an hour,
I'm still gonna have the urge to just throw myself in front of a car, bro. And it's not even on some emo shit. Like, I want to live, but I also want to dive into some oncoming traffic. But at least I'm not the only one who does this. Like, other people do this. Right? Like, it's normal, right? But half the time, an intrusive thought will just be to do some goofy shit. Like, you're just forced to imagine the consequences of what it would look like to start throwing it back on a Tuesday at 2:41 p.m. And every once in a while, you'll just be chilling, and you'll witness a motherfucker fall to the intrusive urges.
What are you doing? Get off the table, bro.
Shit, he let the intrusive thoughts win, man. Now, I don't even know if these count as intrusive thoughts or not, but as a dude, when I'm walking down the street, I'll just be going on with my day chilling. Then all of a sudden I see a car and I'm like,
if I don't make it to that tree before this car, I'm gonna die.
Aw, shit. Honestly, these kinds of intrusive thoughts are kind of motivating. Like, it's the same thing as having a hype man at the gym, except instead of that positive reinforcement, if you don't get those 3 extra reps, you're gonna die. It's like whenever I'm at the gym hitting those Bulgarian split squats, I'd be having mental wars with myself. Oof, that was a good set, man. I think we're done.
5 more reps or you're a bitch.
Damn, good shit. All right, I think we can wrap it up.
10 more, pussy. Who the fuck's gonna carry the boats?
I told you we should have stopped, bro.
15 more or you like dick.
Now that I think about it, there's a good amount of people in prison right now who just succumb to their intrusive thoughts. Because intrusive thoughts are just like that demon on your shoulder telling you to do the most devious shit possible. And I know there's a bunch of motherfuckers out there who just listen to that little guy. Hey, man, you see that lovely old lady right there? Yeah, you're gonna hit her with a mean right hook.
Well, what's in it for me?
Nothing. Shit, alright. But to be honest, there is a handful of times where I've let the intrusive thoughts take over. One of the most memorable was way back when I was 5 years old. Me and my older brother were just dicking around, doing some 5-year-old shit. Keep in mind, this story takes place before your boy had even developed consciousness. So I was just a little munchkin, doing munchkin shit. Then suddenly, this urge came over me. It was unlike anything I'd ever felt before. It was dark. Irresistible. And for no apparent reason, I bit my brother's arm. And this was probably the most satisfied I'd ever felt in my entire life. But it was followed by shame and regret because I had no excuse. Ow, why the fuck did your dumbass just bite me, bro?
I felt like it.
And one of my lowest IQ moments of all time took place when I was in grade 8. It was goddamn sewing class, bro. And I remember I was having a particularly miserable day, so I was just going through the motions. We were all gathered around this big table with our sewing machines, some fabric, and some scissors. I remember I was working on some shitty little big chungus stuffy. But on this particular day, the sewing machine cable was looking mad thick and juicy. And like I said, I was having a bad day, which is exactly why the intrusive thoughts decided to catch me at my worst.
Do it.
What? To do what?
Oh, you know what to do. You're the one with the scissors in your hand, buddy.
How did these even get in my hand?
Now cut it. Cut it, Chains.
No, why the fuck would I?
The wire exploded with smoke and my heart dropped so fast, bro. And everyone around the table just stares me down. And I'm thinking I can somehow cover this shit up like I didn't just take some fucking scissors and snip that shit like an umbilical cord. Maybe I could convince the teacher the cord snipped itself or some shit.
But as I look down at the scissors in my hand, there's literally a chunk missing from the scissors. They look like they survived World War II. But barely. The scissors are all charred up and shit, and just like that, my plan of convincing her I didn't cut it went out the fucking window. You take one look at the cord, one look at the scissors, and one look at my dumbass face, and you could piece together exactly what happened. So my sewing teacher walks over looking pissed as hell, and she tells me to go sit in the corner. So I take my charred scissors and sit in the corner like I'm a 5-year-old, but to be fair, I made a 5-year-old decision. Like, I was in grade 8. I was 14, bruh. What kind of 14-year-old cuts the cord to a sewing machine cause he felt like it? Like, if my 14-year-old son did some shit like that,
I would tell the kid I'm going to get some milk and I'm calling it quits.
I would have to have another kid and try it all over again, because that kid is going nowhere in life, man.
So as I'm sitting in the corner realizing I'm a disappointment, it was one of those moments where you fucked up so bad you don't even feel any emotions. I was just sitting there straight faced like, well, fuck me. It was really one of those moments where you just want to stop existing. So after the class ended, the teacher came over to me and she said,
Chains, why the fuck did you cut the cord of the sewing machine?
No, Miss Sewingson, you gotta hear me out.
Okay, this better be good, Chains.
My phone is looking mad juicy and the scissors just teleported into my hands. I don't even know.
You did what?
Mom, it was the intrusive thoughts that they told me to do.
Oh, I'm about to intrude that ass.
The fuck?
Man, family functions have the weirdest dynamic, bro. Like, how have you known these people your entire life, but have still never gone past the surface level conversation? I mean, let me know if it's just my family, but every function is the same. The whole gang links up, and everyone just asks the most generic small talk questions to each other. Hey, how's that new place you bought? Oh, yeah, you know, it's good. And how's the kids doing? Oh, you know, they're good. Oh, and how's the wife? Man, fuck your wife. I don't want to hear any of these NPC conversations, bro. And let me know if I'm getting too specific here, but what about that one uncle who goes by the name of either Bob, Jerry, or Dave? And this dude will just always be saying the most out-of-pocket things imaginable. Oh, how's your daughter Jane doing? Oh, Jane's always been hot, eh?
Bob, she's 15!
This uncle be at the family function thinking it's Coachella or something.
Bob, another beer's a little bit excessive, don't you think?
Yeah, football!
I'm the youngest person in my whole family, which for whatever unspoken reason, it just means everyone has the go-ahead to flame the living shit out of me. Hey, Chain, still no girlfriend, huh? I guess you're not too good with the ladies there. But I make one joke back and I'm the bad guy. You don't seem too good with the ladies yourself, seeing as your wife just divorced you and she took the kids with her. Am I right? Not only do they feel free to roast your whole existence simply because you were born last, they unanimously decide you will be everyone's personal butler. Hey bud, go get another beer for me. Alright, yeah, for sure. Thanks. Now you better get started on mowing that lawn. Grass isn't gonna cut itself, am I right?
Oh my god, bro.
And coming into these family functions, you would think your mom is your closest ally. But as soon as she gets the chance, she will expose your biggest secret for a little bit of parent clout. You guys will never guess what I found under Chain's bed yesterday.
Oh my god, what is it?
Yeah, tell
us. What? No way.
Sometimes when my family tries to make small talk with me, they just miss the boat completely. So, buddy, how's those swimming lessons going for you? The swimming lessons I took when I was 5?
Yeah, right, those ones.
They're good. I finished them a little while ago.
Oh, is that right? Good for you, buddy.
And bro, don't get me started on those recycled ass jokes. Well, looks like you got your workout for the day.
Oh, looks like you've gotten so tall. What are you feeding this kid, am I right? Oh, Bob, I think you got some food in your beard.
Oh, don't worry, I'm saving it for later.
Ah, good one, oh, Bill. Oh, Bob, he's so funny.
Thank you. I guess everyone at the function must have Alzheimer's or something. Because these jokes will have them cracking up like they haven't heard the same joke the past 15 functions. But cousins, man. Cousins are the saving grace of family functions. Without cousins, you would have no choice but to participate in the tomfoolery of small talk. I'd be walking in the function just praying to see that one cousin. And bro, I have a family function survival tip for you. You always have to stay within arm's reach of either your siblings or your cousins. Because whenever some bullshit goes down, you just give each other the look and flee the scene. And because when you get caught lacking on your own at the function, you get jumped.
Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Yo, you can live the rest of your life without breathing. What? No, you need to breathe. Hey, watch and learn, my friend. Oh, shit. Would you look at that? Okay, class. Today, we're going to be studying atoms. Yes, James. If we're made out of atoms, and we're studying atoms, does that mean atoms are studying themselves?
James, are you high?
No.
No.
Damn. You know how everyone says, oh, I took a shit? No, you never take a shit. You leave it.
Yo, guys, I just took the meanest shit I've ever seen.
Hell yeah.
Bro, isn't it crazy that you can imagine what it would feel like to lick any object you look at? Bro, what? Why are you looking at my balls like that?
Oh, hell no.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah, what?
Walking around with one crowbar is much more suspicious than walking around with three crowbars. Bro, is that your car?
Oh, shit.
Yo, this burger is busting in my mouth right now, bro. I know, this shit is scrumptious.
The ham, it's just exquisite. But wait, ham? There's no ham in the burger.
It's a hamburger, dumbass. Of course there's ham in the burger.
No, the patty, it's made out of beef.
Bruh, that's like saying a hot dog isn't made out of a dog, for Pete's sake.
Damn, your eye is shit. Okay, when I say sun, do you think of day or night? Obviously the day, that's when the sun's out.
Okay, makes sense.
But what if I were to tell you that you see more suns in the sky at night than you do in the day?
Whoa.
You are hereby sentenced to 35 years in jail for repeatedly kicking a pregnant woman.
Objection, Your Honor.
When you really think about it, everyone in this room has repeatedly kicked a pregnant woman before. Even you, Your Honor.
Fuck.
Holy shit. Horses are naysayers.
Sir, I am very sorry to inform you. The STD results came back and you are positive for chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes, HPV, HIV, and chlamydia again. Somehow you got 3 cases of chlamydia.
Damn, you know what that made me realize?
That you should wear a condom?
Nah, life is a sexually transmitted disease that will 100% lead to death.
Damn right. Sir, you got 3 days to live.
You ever think about how old cars are looked at like, ah, look at this dude's old ass car. He's broke as shit. Damn, at least my car isn't as old as this dude's. Holy shit, this guy's car is a shitbox. Damn. But look at that vintage car. Wow, that guy's car is insanely old. He's gotta be a millionaire. What the fuck? Is that Fred Flintstone?
Whether we like it or not, we were all once inside some balls.
Facts.
I'm talking in the testes. Damn. I'm talking in the family jewels. Yeah. I'm talking in the nut storage. That's I'm talking crazy. In the semen spheres.
God damn, Todd's really laying down some mean pipe over there.
You know, Todd beating down those doonies really got me thinking. Most people are made in a bed, born in a bed, and die in a bed.
Damn.
Bro,
stairs were made to make a really big fall into a bunch of small falls.
Oh, shit, are you good?
You know, someone probably still gotcha nose from years and years ago.
Gotcha nose, give it back.
It's me.
What
do you mean? It's me. I am the one who gotcha nose.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, give it back.
Or what?
Give it back.
No, it's my nose now.
You gotta eat the frog.
No,
Just eat the frog.
Nope.
One bite.
Not doing it.
You just gotta try
I'm
it.
Not eating the frog.
It tastes like chicken.
Yo, mama tastes like chicken.
Come on, it's tradition. You have to eat the frog.
Damn. Traditions are really just dead people peer pressuring us.
Eat the frog, pussy.
That's why you're dead, bitch.
Listen, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me why the fuck we park on the driveways and we drive on the parkways?
On
it
God.
Makes no sense.
Hey, Alexa, order some extra large magnums real quick.
No, we both know you get absolutely zero bitches.
Alexa, stop.
No
stop.
On top of
Alexa,
you and I both know
Alexa,
you are
shut
a
up.
Small condom boy.
Bro, over the next generation, we're gonna see a serious decline in the number of people who are named Alexa.
Damn.
Wow.
That's quite a beautiful birdhouse right there.
Yeah. Do you think it's made out of wood?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And where does wood come from?
Fuck do you mean, where does wood come from? It comes from a tree.
Exactly. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
People cut down birds' houses to make bird houses.
Oh,
the
fuck?
Yeah, I meant, people cut down bird houses to make bird houses.
As you get older and older, a life sentence continues to become less threatening.
Yo, there's probably a point where you just don't give a fuck.
Put the money in the bag, bitch.
I hereby sentence you to a life sentence in prison.
3 days later.
Whoops. Oh.
Okay. How the fuck did somebody look at all these rocks and trees and shit and just think, yeah, I can make a Wi-Fi out of this.
Why is it a chair, bro? Someone tell me why it's a chair.
You see, the word chair actually originates from the word cathedra, which is a combination of Latin words that means sit and down. Incidentally, the word cathedral got its name as it is the seat or chair of the bishop.
Oh, damn, this sandwich is about to go crazy, bro. Wait, that sandwich would hit way harder if we smoked before you eat it. Oh, okay, yeah, you right.
A few moments later.
My sandwich went bad. Nah, when you think about it, your sandwich didn't go bad. Something just started eating it before you did. Whoa, that's crazy to think about. Wait. Are you eating my sandwich right now?
You gotta be faster than that, bro.
I'm talking inside the cum factories.
For real.
I'm talking
Damn.
Inside the sperm bank.
For real.
I'm talking inside
these nuts.
I'm talking
crazy.
In the Dwayne the Rock Johnsons.
Damn.
Nah, fuck you. Hey, fuck you then. That's why you eat meat. I don't eat meat. I'm vegan. Oh shit, same. But you're still a bitch. Okay, and I still laid pipe on your mom.
Yo, what's going on here?
He called me a bitch, and he said he had sexual intercourse with my mom.
Yo, calm down. I thought you guys were both vegan.
Yeah, we are.
What about it?
If you guys are both vegan, are you guys really beefing?
Damn, that was unfunny as fuck.
Should we just beat his ass?
Yeah, we should.
Ah, shit, damn.
Ah, I see here. Looks like your toothpaste hasn't been doing the job. Try this one. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste.
Wait a minute. If dentists make their money off people having bad teeth, and 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, why would I choose to use this
go,
one?
Go.
Shit, he knows.
Man, you ever think about how the ocean is just some really big soup?
Damn, I guess you're right.
Or have you ever thought about how there's more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky?
Oh shit, apparently not.
Damn, we're high as fuck.
Man, you know what I just realized?
What's up?
Your balls are kind of like a body bag of sorts. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta stop looking at my balls, bro.
Okay, but who named it a chair? Like, who just looked at this thing and was like, oh, yup. This is gonna be called a goddamn fucking chair. Boo.
Oh, you scared me half to death.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a saying.
Boo.
Oh
shit, is he dying? I think.
Damn.
When you really think about it, most guys will get their first set of flowers at their funeral. That's some real shit.
Wait, Chains, are you high at a funeral?
No.
Getting too high and ordering Chinese food 3 times because you keep forgetting you ordered it is one thing. But being too high in public is just one situation you don't want to be in. Like when you're too high in public, it feels like there's always a spotlight on you. And that all these random people you walk by are staring you down. But whatever you do, you can't make eye contact with anyone. Or else that person will snatch your soul. If anyone else gets paranoid when they get high, then I know you can relate. I'll be out here fighting demons trying to walk to the gas station like, okay, relax. You're gonna be okay. The gas station is right there. Holy shit, it's the cops. They're after me. Man, something in that gas smokes away all your logic and reasoning. Like, it'll have me jumping from conclusion to conclusion like I'm playing Mario. Did that girl just look at me? Shit. She must think I'm sexy. Wait, no. She knows I'm high. Holy shit, she's probably an undercover FBI agent. She's getting back up as I speak. I gotta get the fuck out of here. And sometimes when you're smacked in a public setting, you're just forced to talk to people. Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart is around here?
Wait, fuck. What did he say? He probably just asked how I was doing. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, but do you know where the Walmart is?
Oh, yep. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Phew, good thing I played that one off. Or I mean, you could always just take the good old safe route.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart...
When you get way too baked in public, you also feel super self-conscious about everything. Am I walking weird? How do I even normally walk? Why am I walking like I just shit my pants? Okay, this feels pretty normal. Wait, am I even breathing right? Fuck, now I just turned on manual breathing. Roaming the streets while baked, you'll come across lots of people. But there's just some unspoken connection between two high people. Like, no words have to be said. You see that his eyes are red, and he sees that your eyes are red. You dap each other up out of respect, and you keep it pushing. Now, when you're baked as hell in public, but you're with a group of people who are just as baked as you, it's a lot easier to relax. Because the simple thought that these people look just as stupid as I do. And honestly, at that point, you can just embrace it. Because you're no longer baked, alone, and afraid anymore. Now you can speak your truth. Hey man, do you know where the wall- Hey bro, I'ma stop you right there. I am fucking baked. And therefore, I cannot help you locate anything you may be looking for. And listen, being baked and Mickey D's go hand in hand. The problem is, you have to actually talk to the McDonald's guy to get your food. Like, when I'm baked, I just don't have the brain capacity to communicate what I'm thinking. Shit, I'm probably gonna get a Big Mac. Hi there, what can I get for you? Do you guys have burgers? No shit, we got burgers. Yeah, then let me get the burger, you know, like with the things, the, you know what I'm saying, like that, yeah. Damn, you are fucking stupid, bro. And we already know being zooted at school can either be a rather delightful experience, or it could be completely and utterly terrible. Once again, if you tend to get paranoid when you're high, being at school has to be one of the worst places to be. You'll be out here ducking and dodging the teachers, absolutely shitting the bed on all your tests, and it's just overall gonna be a stressful ass experience. But on the other hand, if you get much more relaxed when you're high, then you get a nice little mood boost. You walk around with your head up and that baked grin on your face. Shit, this was never me, but I know some motherfuckers magically get a better mark on their tests when they're faded. Overall, you're just kinda living life stress-free. I mean, these two experiences are pretty much complete opposites. So I'm not trying to say being baked in public is always gonna be a bad experience, but for me, I'd much rather accidentally place 3 orders of Chinese food from the comfort of my own home.
Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh, shit.
Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has three Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know,
But yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What? What?
So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught, let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until
the polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, psh, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, yeah, no, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that, and I knew it before you said it too. Cause we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us
us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should've just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit.
No.
So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Matheson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Polygon.
I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Matheson, we're gang affiliated.
No, bro, what? What the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you, Jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Matheson caught us lacking real bad. Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Matheson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap
now. And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after, we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day, we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now, don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final. Meaning, we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random-ass dude's soul, because he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned Crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done, bro. We hand in our test, and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by, and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards, and we all passed, bro. So we all go home happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math?
Yup, mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pet.
Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no. Fuck.
If you saw this video, you would know my very first time drinking, I got both high and drunk at the same time. But my first time being drunk takes place back when I was like 14 or 15. And this story takes place at my grandma's crib. No, listen, I know that sounds bad, but like, I mean, it's pretty bad. So the story starts with me and my brother pulling up to the family function. And right off the bat, we notice the chill cousins are nowhere to be seen. So instantly, we can tell it's gonna be a long night of engaging in conversations about school, sports, my lack of ability to pull bitches. And about 5 minutes after arriving, you know, I'm just doing some good old small talk. Oh, hey bud, how's school going? Oh, you know, it's going.
And how's sports going?
Yeah, the sports are good.
Nice.
So, the weather lately, huh? And then after about 20 minutes, me and my brother are just getting our shit flamed by every member of the family.
No wonder you can't get a girlfriend. You're ugly as shit.
Damn, that was just mean.
And don't get me started on you. You had a 3-year head start and still can't get any bitches.
And honestly, we just can't say anything back because last time I tried.
Man, still no girlfriend. That's brutal.
Not as brutal as your third divorce, am I right? Okay, guys. So instead of flaming the living shit out of this grown man in front of his mom, I decide to be the bigger man. I just laughed that shit off. And then got the fuck out of there before they brought up my school grades. So as my brother and I sit down in a different room, I'm just in agony thinking about how everything this dude flamed me for was actually true. But my brother, on the other hand, he was whipping up some devious plan. Yo, Chains, follow me.
Oh, okay.
So we walk down to the basement. So, what are we doing in the basement? He opens a cupboard full of alcohol. Bro just cracks the seal on some vodka and starts downing that shit. Now, usually I would know this is a bad idea, but to be honest, I just got done getting my entire existence shit on by my own family. So I'm really just trying to drink my pain away at this point. I mean, we were passing that bottle drinking like rent was due and the wife was taking the kids. So with that being said, we got a little hammered. And keep in mind, this was my first time being drunk. So as soon as I stood up, I ate shit. It was like I had to relearn the controls of life. But we had to get out of the basement or else we'd look suspicious. So our drunk asses plug walked our way up the stairs. But we were trying to act as casual as possible. So we sit back down with the rest of the family like we didn't just down a bottle of vodka. And me and my bro were just sitting there looking at each other trying not to laugh. But the next thing I knew, this dude Uncle Jerry was back on my ass.
Hey look, Dumb and Dumber are back.
And at this point, I'm using every bone in my body not to end this man's whole career.
Man, whose gene is it that made you so damn hideous?
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it, bro. And I really didn't want to do him like that, but the vodka took control. It was your hideous gene, Gerald. But at least I didn't get the same gene that has you 5'2 and balding. Like, I can't tell if you're going through puberty or a midlife crisis. And shit, I didn't stop there. And Joe, I want to hear you talking. You're built like Baymax from Big Hero 6.
What the fuck is Big Hero 6?
Mom, I love you. Karen, sit down. Your mac and cheese tastes like ass. And Bob, you're literally a registered sex offender. Grandma, I love you. Bernard, your hairline looks like it's social distancing from your eyebrows. And Irene, how are you 47 and still work at McDonald's? And you got no drip. Come on, bro. Friendly fire. Oh shit, you're right. My bad. Needless to say, I was handing out smoke to everybody. Something in that vodka turned me to a demon. And I guess since everyone was mad at me for dissing the entire family, they never knew I was drunk as hell. But in the end, I did feel really bad for roasting my entire family tree. But ever since that day, everybody stopped flaming me, so it was worth it. Man, smoking too much. Greening out. ODing on the devil's lettuce. Whatever you'd like to call it, many of us have been there at least once in our lifetime. And man, I'll be the first to say it is not fun. But I do actually have a funny story about my first time greening out. I mean, it's funny now, but when it happened, I was shitting myself. So this story dates way back when I was just a young jit. I was still in 8th grade. And man, don't ask me why, but it takes place on a Thursday, on a school night. Alright, so it's a Thursday at 7 p.m. My friends and I are just headed to this girl's house. We'll call her Mary. So when me and my friends arrive at Mary's house, I quickly find out her dad is pretty chill.
Yo, what's up?
And you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So we'll just say Mary was no stranger smoking some gas now and then. With that being said, I kinda was. I had only smoked a few times. And the times that I had smoked, it wasn't anything crazy. So walking into the Mary household, I could kinda tell we were gonna smoke. So we all just went to her room and talked for about 5 minutes until all my friends started smoking. And it was out of some strangely shaped water bottle I had never seen before. And listen bro, it was a Thursday on a school night, so I wasn't really planning on smoking, right? But when you're in middle school, peer pressure just hits differently, bro. So there my dumbass was on a Thursday night using this weirdly shaped water bottle for the first time, knowing that I had a curfew of 9 o'clock. And I just instantly started coughing. I was definitely the least experienced out of all my friends, so I remember my homies were kinda helping me out. Especially my homie Bob. Bob brought me some water and told me to let him know if it hits too hard. I told him, yeah, for sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm chilling. Because it had already been a few minutes at this point, and it was safe to say I didn't feel anything. And after 10 minutes, I remember thinking, I bet I'm definitely good by now. I probably just didn't have enough to actually get me high. So shit, maybe I can make it back for my 9 o'clock curfew after all. That shit hit me like Mike Tyson in his prime, bro. I don't know why no one told me this new device would have me slumped like Nate Robinson. But it's already too late at this point. My vision started to get choppy. It's like I was running 30 frames per second in real life. And of course, the dry eye starts to kick in, and I just get really hot out of nowhere. And I guess at this point, Bob could just see the panic in my face. So Bob was like, come with me, and he brought me to the bathroom. And bro was prepared. He threw down a pillow and a blanket and was just like, you're gonna be alright, bro. And as he leaves me in the dark in the bathroom, I can hear from the other room, he's definitely greening out.
He's greening?
Nah, not James.
Nah, my boy.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace? Bro, am I about to die right now?
But to be honest, my brain was way too fried to even care. The effects were getting worse by the minute. And as I laid there in the dark on Mary's bathroom floor, I felt my soul leave my body. I was just flying around space and, you know, traveling through the galaxy and shit. But I'm brought back to life because I felt my phone buzzing. And when I woke back up, I had no clue where I was. And then when I looked in the mirror, who the fuck is this guy? While I was out here putting the pieces together, trying to figure out who I am, Bob hits me with another, come with me. I got a ride so we can get you back home. But you have to act normal, okay? Okay, just get in the car. It was his older sister driving. And when I got in the car, I was stressing. Act cool, bro. Act cool.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not high. Fuck, she knows. And the rest of the ride was just pretty much silent. I got out of the car and I stumbled all the way over to the front door. At this point, I was praying my mom was asleep. So I called my brother to open the front door.
What's up?
Door. At this point, I'm malfunctioning. I'm trying to explain what is happening to my brother, and it pretty much just went like this.
Bro, is mom awake? Bro,
holy, you're gone, bruh. I'm sorry, but this is the only way.
Huh?
What the hell, bruh? I'm not gonna lie, the smack low-key woke me up a little bit. But still, I was way too big to be saved. But at least mom isn't awake.
Chains, get up here right now.
I'm fucked. The jig is up, bro. I slowly walk up the stairs to my inevitable doom. Still high off my ass, I walk into my mom's room and seal my fate.
Ah!
Yeah, bro, I got grounded for a year and a half. And when I woke up to go to school the next day, I was still baked as hell.
Honestly, bro, I'm not scared of much. I'd go skydiving, I'd swim with the sharks, run with the lions, fight a gorilla, beat some ass, and I'd even get my ass eaten. No, I would not. What the fuck? Wait, no. I mean, I'd even get my ass beaten, bro. But if there's one thing that leaves me scared shitless, it's a... But one day when I was 15 years old, my friends and I went to the gas station to get nothing more than a pack of Reese's.
Alright, your total will be $2.50.
Hey boy, step back.
I got this. Put it on my car, bro.
Oh, okay. Alright,
I don't think your machine's working, bro.
Hey kid, I hate to break the news to you, you know what I'm saying, but I think your broke ass needs to get a job.
No!
So I got my first job at Jim Jordan's, and I was grinding, bro. I made every coffee fresh, every customer happy, every toilet squeaky clean. I was putting the potato wedges in the goddamn bag until... I'd stacked up my first few bands, and I'd never seen this much money in my life. I thought I was rich, bro. So I quit my job. And then the government took some bands, I bought a few Fortnite skins, one ugly ass t-shirt, and before I knew it, I ended up exactly where I started.
Damn, dude, you fucking suck.
Your broke ass still needs to get a job, bro.
Man.
Firstly, my name is Chains, and I would love to work here at this summer camp.
All right, Chains, do you know how to read?
Yes, sir.
Do you speak English?
I do.
Can you count to 10?
Indeed.
Can you ride a bike?
Of course.
Do you like little kids?
Yeah, no. Well, no. Final answer, no.
All right, you're fired.
Wait, no, I love little kids.
All right, you're hired. Now take this helmet and teach those kids how to ride some goddamn bikes.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Really quick, how much do I get paid?
I mean, as little as legally possible. Now get to work, buddy.
Hi. My boss threw my ass straight into the deep end, bruh. No training, no nothing. Now what's crazy is every other worker went to a training camp and was taught exactly what to do and exactly what to say. But one of those dudes quit last minute and they needed somebody, anybody to fill in, and that's the only reason they hired your boy. Anyways, I grab a bike, go outside, and there I see my group of five little five-year-olds waiting for me. And I can see the hopes and dreams of learning to ride a bike glistening in each and every one of their little eyes. And I didn't want to let these little motherfuckers down, so I wasted no time and got straight to work. Alright, listen, it's simple. You get on your bike and you just start pedaling like, look at me go. Right, guys? shit. Listen, teaching one kid to ride a bike is legwork. You grab the seat, you push them, they pedal, they fall, and you pick them up and start gaslighting their ass like, wow, buddy, you did an amazing job. I've never seen somebody sweep the floor with their face before, man. Next time you can use your hands, though. Thank you. But the real problem is having five different kids with five different personalities and skill levels. Because the first kid was named Miles. But he couldn't ride a bike for 5 feet. Then we had a kid named Noah, who didn't know a single thing about how to brake, Parker, who couldn't park for shit. We even had a kid named Noel. But his little ass couldn't stop taking L's in James. But it was just one motherfucker, bro. Like, why is your name plural, bro? Where's the other one at? So my group's out here looking like five chimpanzees on bikes with one bigger chimpanzee supervising them. And I look over at my coworkers' groups, and these motherfuckers are out here biking in perfect unison, weaving through cones. I even seen a little kid doing no hands, bro.
Hey, James, look, no hands.
Oh, shit.
Hey, James, look, no teeth.
So after painting the pavement like Picasso, we get under the shade for some lunch break. And talking with these kids was such an interesting experience, bro, because since I was their biking instructor, they just assumed I knew everything, bro.
Hey, James, why is the sky blue?
Shit, I mean, it just...
And we even decided that it'd be a Monday today.
Oh, that was definitely Abraham Lincoln.
Why does my sandwich taste like pennies?
That's the taste of blood, my
and
boy.
And what's the biggest number?
Infinity.
How old are you?
300.
What time is it?
12:37.
And why do my parents wrestle without any clothes on? Yeah, mine too.
So, okay, yeah, time to get back to riding bikes, bro. But this time when we got back out to riding bikes, I set up a cone drill. All right, group, lock in. Here we got an easy cone drill. You know what I'm saying? I'll show you how it's done. So you just want to go through the cones just like this. You know what I'm saying? I like to call this drill. Oh, fuck.
Wait, what's it called? I don't know. I think it's called fuck.
Are you sure?
Fuck.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely called fuck.
Well, that's a weird name.
Okay, who's gonna fuck next?
Yeah, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, I dead ass fell. Like, there was no type of biking test in order to get the job. All they asked is if I could ride a bike, and I can. But I did not know we'd be doing NFL drills on these fucking bikes. But needless to say, when the parents